Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, the draw for the Qatar 2022 World Cup took place yesterday afternoon, evening. And, of course, we're all getting very excited for it. TalkSport's Adrian Durham and Andy Townsend were right out there in Doha as England discovered who they'd be up against in Group B.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
You know what it is.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
So Qatar is in sight.
England are in Group B.
Shaw's got it. Shaw from left back finds himself as a centre forward for a moment. Slips it to his left. Grealish, Kane, 2-0 England.
B2.
It will be an opening game fixture in Group B between England and the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Now the ball played across and Iran have got a goal. They're back into this game.
B3 for the United States of America.
Pulisic, hat-trick. Near post header from Christian Pulisic. It's a perfect hat-trick.
Listen, the breaking news, the headline is there could be a Battle of Britain in the World Cup in Qatar.
1-0 to Wales. A free kick from Gareth Bale past the wall.
And Shay Adams scores his second Scotland goal.
The fact that Ukraine have got to go away to potentially beat Scotland and then away again to beat Wales, I think makes them sort of the underdogs of those three teams.
Corner taken, rolls across the goal. Ukraine.
Well, again, it's just a great opportunity, and for England to get up and running, to get their main men amongst the goals. I mean, look, everything is there for them now with that first game, with that particular group, to go on and have a really strong tournament. It could not have come out better for them. And that first game gives you a great opportunity. I mentioned the importance of your first game. If you get that one done properly, it can really set you up. And I think it presents a great chance for England.
What I will say on that is that means that there is no pot four team in England's group. So that's actually a disadvantage. Effectively, I know we're saying that this is a favourable group for England. I totally understand that. I'd agree with that. But there's no pot four team. So actually, that's a bit of a drawback, I suppose. I've actually had a message from the former Scotland striker, Chris Boyd, who said, bring it on. And then those bicep emojis as well. So he's thinking that Scotland are already through the playoff and are going to beat England. So good luck with that.
Faye Carruthers, our England correspondent, is out in Qatar. She has the England manager, Gareth Southgate, with her.
Thank you very much, Hugh. You talked, Gareth, about needing to be perfect if you were going to win this World Cup. Does that feel like an almost perfect draw?
Well, I've sat through about five or six draws now, and my conclusion's always been the same. It's normally been a position where, well, it could be worse, but you just don't know where the difficult games are going to come from. And of course, in terms of rankings, we're seeded, which gives us a bonus, as do all the teams in Pot 1. The expectation will be for us to go through, and we understand that, and we've got to go and make that happen.
You're playing potentially a home nation, depending obviously whether it's Wales, Scotland or Ukraine that progress. No matter who it's going to be of those three teams, it's going to be an emotional match.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that was the first thing that hit me when that tie was drawn, because the emotion, as you rightly say, whatever the fixture is, will be enormous. And we've experienced the games 2016 against Wales, last summer against Scotland. So we know what those fixtures look like, and they're always harder for England than maybe if they'd drawn, another of the top seeds. And Ukraine, yeah, well, all of our thoughts are with them, aren't they? And we just don't know when that tie is going to be played, but it doesn't matter in actual fact. We'll wait to see what the outcome is.
Now, Darren Bent was alongside me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show yesterday. We reacted to the news that England will be joined by USA, Iran, and one of Wales, Scotland, or Ukraine in Group B. And so we discussed the opposition with the Trans Europe Express expert, Mark Langdon.
When you look at sort of in pot two, could have been Netherlands, could have been Germany, and you end up with USA. I think USA are probably thinking 4 years' time will be their one when they're hosting the World Cup. Got a lot of good young players, but probably a tournament too soon. Iran, I think there are many people that think they could be Asia's best team. They qualified ahead of South Korea. I think South Korea have obviously got in Son, somebody that you kind of instantly recognise. Yeah. Probably from a sort of team, sort of unit point of view, I think Iran probably are better now than Korea. And the Wales, Scotland, Ukraine one, we don't know who that'll be, but I mean, it'll be an emotional game, I think, whoever it is, of them three.
I think England will be happy with it. I mean, obviously, of course, we know there's no easy games, but when you look at who they've got, who they could have got, as Mark was saying there, I mean, Iran, USA, you'd expect England, and I know the sceptics out there will say England didn't beat Scotland in the Euros, they didn't, 'cause couldn't score. But on paper, you look at England's players and the squad that they've got, and with some of the young emerging talent, by the way, because I'm expecting people like Jude Bellingham, once they get to the tournament, to be, you know, full throttle. So I'd expect England to win the group relatively comfortable. But it's going to be difficult because, as I said, certainly with the Wales, Scotland, Ukraine, there's a lot of emotion there, whoever they have to face. Mm. So it's going to be difficult, but I fully expect, as I said, England to get out of the group.
The international break, of course, is finally over. Hurrah! And that means game day returns to TalkSport today and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Liverpool v Watford at 12:30. We'll hear from Roy Hodgson shortly, and I, for one, are very, very looking forward to that one. But first, here's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. He's expecting a tough match against Watford.
They're so good. They're good here, good there, good there. In the end, they don't have a lot of points. That's just because of the quality in the league. But individual talent in the group is really good. And that's what we have to be aware of. What we need for this game is a sensational, the best 12:30 atmosphere ever. Not nervous, not whatever, not like this tense and I cannot breathe. If you cannot shout and sing or whatever, stay at home and give your ticket to somebody else, please. Really, we need you with all we have. The boys came back from all over the world, played completely different systems again. We have this one session today where we can make sure that they remind them on what we actually do, because with national teams they do it obviously completely different. And then we go against a very well-organized Watford team, and we need each voice for that.
With trepidation, I suppose, is the answer, how you look at it, at the game, because they're good and they're at the top of the table and we're at the bottom. And the tables don't lie, you know, the teams at the bottom are there because up to now they've not been able to do well enough to get to the top, and the ones at the top are obviously good because that's where they are. So every time you play a team like Liverpool away from home, you know that, you know, today the odds are stacked against us, and that doesn't matter whether you're just below them in the table or whether you're a long way below them in the table. We know all of those things. All we can do is hope that we're able to produce on the day the sort of performance that will get us the result, which will surprise the football world, because, of course, we go there very clearly as underdogs.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Man United host Leicester later today. That game will be live and exclusive on TalkSport at 5:30. Yesterday, it was announced that Bruno Fernandes has signed a new 4-year deal at United. Simon Jordan and Jim White discussed the news on TalkSport, and Simon argued it doesn't send the right message to the rest of the squad. Well, of course he would say that.
John Murta, top man at Man U, is saying everyone's aware of Bruno's importance to United. Goals, assists, his record is phenomenal. He's performed remarkably consistently since he joined the club, and on it goes. So he says he's going to play. Bruno hopefully will play a major part in getting us back challenging for titles. You weren't so sure the other day, Simon, were you? You weren't so sure that he should get this at this particular time of the season.
No, I think it's unarguable that his contribution at times at the beginning was very telling. And of course, you make the argument, scores 2 goals for Portugal, and all of a sudden people come out and say, well, there he is worthy of this contract. I think he's part of a bad Manchester United side. I think he's part of the overall problems as to why they haven't achieved. And I'm not entirely sure that he's in need of a pay rise. One thing is protect the asset. You've protected the asset. You've got it for another 3 years. Another thing is rewarding current mediocrity. It doesn't make sense to me, but if it makes sense to Man United, that's their business.
You think he's one of a mediocre crop?
No, I think he's a good player, but I think they're a poor side, and I think he's part of a poor side. I also think he's a luxury component of a poor side, and I wonder how many of the top two, which is where Man United are trying to be, would have Bruno Fernandes in their side.
And we finish today's podcast with a bit of fun. Yesterday, of course, was April Fool's Day, and the TalkSport breakfast team took the opportunity to play a little prank on Ray Parlour, even though, by the way, the phone call was made the day before, so it wasn't even in April. So it was March Fools, which is something that doesn't exist.
Chat, mate. You all right, mate?
Yeah, sorry, I just called you off the office phone. I just spoke to Al, so he's basically saying now tomorrow he's not going to be able to do the show. I think he's got an event tonight that he's not going to be able to get back in time for. So I've been having a chat with the guys here just about who's going to sort of host tomorrow's show. So
right.
We actually think the best option might be if we get you to sort of host the show. I think it'd be quite a good opportunity for you just to have you sort of kick off the show at 6. We just wanted to sort of run the idea by you, see what your thoughts were.
So who's going to be with me, though?
I just think rather than getting someone else in to do it, you know, when Al's not there, who do you think the best options are? Because I'd like you to do it.
Well, it's a little bit tougher, isn't it? But, you know, I can give it a go, but it might be a bit of a nightmare, but you know, I don't know.
I think it's a good opportunity for you. You're thinking, like, further down the line, maybe presenting could be for you, mate.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know, mate. It's up to you. I mean, I've never done it, have I? So I could say it's my debut, and I'm going to muck it up a bit. I don't know.
Because we can sort of script stuff up, but if you think about what sort of presenter you
want... This is the full breakfast in the morning, 6 o'clock.
That's it.
Things like that, yeah?
Right, now, it's not okay. A bad shout, actually, while we're on the phone together.
Let's have a look at the back of the papers. 7:15, let's have a look at the back of the papers with Sam, Super Sam. And that's it, he looks at it, yeah?
Yeah.
Things like that, I don't know, mate. I'll have a go, but you know it's right. It won't go wrong, I don't think. I mean, we just get on with it. Do the best I can, can't I? That's all I've got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just pop this in the diary, mate. So what's the date tomorrow?
First of April.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Does that mean it's April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
Ah right. It is April Fool's Day, Ray, because this is a wind up. You're not really presenting tomorrow, mate.
Hey, Wally.
Yay, Super Sam, Ray Wally.
Oh man, you've been well out of the way.
Did we get you?
Hi, Bobby.
Oh, you were panicking.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Game day returns, of course, today, and TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of Liverpool against Watford at 12:30 and Man United v Leicester at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 We'll have live and exclusive commentary of Blackpool v Nottingham Forest in the Championship at 12:30. And Chelsea v Brentford in the Premier League, that one's at 3. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. on Monday, alongside Darren Ambrose. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely weekend. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.